Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to your prayer altar daily. Listen to Turning Point. It will bless you. Welcome also to Thursday, the seventh day in November. The seventh day is the day of rest, day of victory, and day of completeness. On the seventh day, God rested from all his works. On the seventh day, the children of Israel went round the wall of Jericho seven times and they blew the trumpet. The wall of Jericho collapsed. Let's take this prophetic action today. Be saying, amen, I receive it. Let's start like this. Raise up your right hand and wave it in the air. And as you do so, let's shout seven hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, the Jericho walls are falling now. The children of Israel entered, they gained access to the city of Jericho and possessed it as their possession. As your Jericho wall had fallen, receive grace to possess your possession. Receive grace for unhindered access to your desired location and level in life. The same for your children, your spouse, and your siblings in Jesus' name. Possessing one's possession. Oh, this is great. This is prophetic. Let's do this. Rise up and take seven steps forward from where you are, in your room, or wherever you are. Take seven steps forward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stop. Begin to prophesy to your feet. Say, my feet possess your possession. Oh yes, possess your possession. Walk towards your blessings. Walk away from problems. Walk away from death. You shall possess your possession in Jesus' name. Yes, that will be your portion. There shall be no stagnancy and redundancy for you anymore. I prophesy. Forward ever, backward never, in Jesus' name. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for abandoned project. Have you abandoned any project or program? Building program? Academic project? Book writing project? Suspended or abandoned? Traveling? Ministry? Family project? Program? Whatever you have suspended or abandoned, look for something to represent it. Document, a paper, an item to represent it. Raise it up and let me begin to pray. I decree and I declare, abandoned and suspended project, come back to life. Resurrect. I command inflow of resources, inflow of funds, approval, support, and help. No more abandoned project in anyone's life. God is the author and the finisher, the beginning and the ending. You have stagnated long enough. From today, move forward in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Please go back to that project. Go back to that program. Start it anyhow. God will intervene for you. Send your testimonies later. October 7, born people, your birthday prayers. I bless your birthday. I bless your new age. 120 years is your minimum. You will not die prematurely. You will live a most fulfilling life. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's run. First issue today. Good day, my daddy. As a couple, which viable business can we set up and begin to do in this very tough time? It is urgent, sir. More grace, sir. Wow. Challenging time is opportunity time. I like this question. I like this couple. Business starts with vision, not with money. It starts with passion. So I ask you, what are you passionate about? What will you do? What do you have flair for? What do you have natural pleasure in doing? What will you do without struggle? What comes to you naturally? You will do it even if no one will pay for it. What are you passionate about? That's your vision. Number two, training. Then train for it. Either formal or informal training. That a person is gifted is not a substitute for training. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved. Number three is mentor. Connect yourself to a mentor on that field. Someone that is already successful on that work. Then work for a while in an organization to get industry experience and to connect to industry operators in that area of your interest. You should have some savings. Then through training, staying under a mentor and working in an organization, you will know the nitty-gritty about that business. You will know something about location, the source of your goods, the market, the customer, online or offline. Start. Work hard. Trust each other. Be transparent with each other. You will soar like the eagle. Don't be bothered with how things are in Nigeria or whichever country you are hearing me. No, difficult times are opportunity times. Despite the difficult or hard times, producers of essential goods and services and commodities, they are making it big. That is my prayer and wish for all TPGF members all over the world. Say amen. This council is for everyone. Please follow it. Next. Good afternoon, Daddy. On the question that someone asked concerning writing one's name on the offering envelope in a well-developed country, countries like Canada, if you don't do it, you will not be able to file for your tax properly. Wow. Yes, you are very correct. In our church in London, United Kingdom, members are encouraged to even write their names and are on the envelope that is already well prepared, not only to get tax relief, but also for gift aid by charity for the church. Over there, charity gives a particular percentage of whatever income the church is able to collect as government support to do the charity work. The more the church earns, the more they get from the charity or from government. But it is not so like that. It is not so in Nigeria. Here in Nigeria, government is working assiduously to be taxing the church. They feel the church is having too much and the government wants to take out of it. That is the difference between here and there. You are very right. Next, some listeners have responded to the dowry bride price issue. Let's listen to just two of them. The person that collected dowry on daughter asking what to do with it. I think the money is his or hers depending on the amount they collect in their culture. Like in my family, my father does not collect more than 50 naira on his daughter, out of which he will return 30 naira and take only 20 naira and then show the entire family the 20 naira so that they can know that he's not selling his daughter. And it has been so ever since. Wow. Different cultures, different practices. Another person. Good morning, Daddy. For the person asking what to do with her daughter's bride price, he or she should add to the money, and use it to buy wedding gift for her on her wedding day. That is what most people do. Wow. Let's leave that at that. Good afternoon, Daddy. I'm in my 40s. I dated a Nigerian man based in New York, separated from his wife, but had God telling me to leave him, that he will give me an indigene of that state. But I did not obey God because he was assisting me. But much later, I let go. Is it right for me to go online dating white men? As a Christian, I wish to marry a white man. Wow. You said God spoke, but you disobeyed. Listeners, let's never do this. If you disobey God, who then will help you? Who is bigger than God to overturn God's plan for you? It is not good for a Christian to go online dating white men, not even black men. As a Christian, the devil finds it easy to manipulate and give you a wrong person. And what a person whose testimony, whose character, whose background you don't know, a complete stranger. Such union does not last, and it could also be very traumatic and dangerous. As good as internet is, fraudulent practices arrive on the line, including online dating. Wait on God. Follow our teachings about how a Christian makes a choice in who to marry. Be decent, be clean, be committed, and be obedient to God as a Christian. Your God-ordained man will locate you soon. By the way, why is it you are wishing to marry a white man? Why? Your wish should be to marry a God-ordained person, either black or white, but God-ordained. Next, good afternoon, Daddy. Please, what do you do with a husband of 15 years that feels he owes his family so much that he tells them everything that him and I discussed as a family in our house, even after agreeing that we should keep it in between us? And at the end, it makes me look like a fool before his family. Wow, this is not the ideal thing. A man's first duty and responsibilities are to his nucleus family, his wife and children. Husband and wife should be each other's confidant. Why take your private matters to the outsiders? In a proper marriage, an ideal marriage, one's parents and siblings are third party in the marriage. So if you, as a husband, if your husband is listening to this, please hear it together and take a new decision together. Husbands, please remember, your spouse is your next of kin, is your friend, is your partner. 15 years is long enough for a couple to be well bonded. Wow. Are we learning? Are you getting blessed from this? TPGF members and listeners, thank you for trusting me with your personal, private, confidential issues. By God's grace, I will be frank, I will be truthful, I will be biblical and honest with you. I will also be praying for you on the issues you are sending in until your change occurs, your change will come. Please broadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home on time to beat the traffic. Two services we hold as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Some people even attend the two and they are blessed. Prayer focus today is unlimited breakthroughs. Oh yes, no restriction, no curtailment in all areas of life. Make a list and come. Anointed mantle shall be given out for praying and releasing miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring your bottle of water, bring document, bring things that connect to what you want God to do, baby items, wedding items, your passport, journey, anything you want to do. These two services shall hold simultaneously, concurrently, both at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo, TPGF members and listeners in all these cities, locate our centers and attend regularly. It shall be live streamed, so connect from wherever you are across the world. Have you subscribed to the YouTube, as I said, so that I can be praying for you directly when I see your face on the screen? Do so now. Then, your tithe, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the 11-11-11 seed we are sowing this 11th month of the year. Do so. Whatever you do that brings the glory, you do it more. This one is bringing glory, bringing expansion, bringing miracles. Let's do it more. You can't serve God and regret. You can't serve Him and starve. You can't give to Him and be down. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.